ஹலோ எவ்ரிவன், ஐ எம் டாக்டர் ரவி கிருபானந்தன், கன்சல்டன்ட் ஆர்த்தோபெடிக் சர்ஜன், காவேரி ஹாஸ்பிட்டல், வடபழனி. ஸோ த காமன் அதர் கம்ப்ளைண்ட் வேர் மை பேஷண்ட்ஸ் கம்ப்ளைண்ட் இஸ் ஸ்டிஃப் ஜாயின்ட்ஸ் இன் த நீஸ் அண்ட் ஆங்கிள்ஸ் அண்ட் ஹிப்ஸ் அண்ட் இன் த பேக். நம்பர் டூ, ஹேவிங் காஃப் பெயின் அண்ட் ஹேவிங் தை பெயின்ஸ். ஸோ தீஸ் ஆர் காமன் சிம்டம்ஸ் ஹேப்பனிங் டு எனி பர்சன் பட் இரஸ்பெக்டிவ் ஆஃப் தி ஏஜ். ஸோ லெட் அஸ் லுக் அட் த காசஸ். The common cause for a stiff joint is probably sitting for a longer time or standing for a longer time. If you are doing 8 hours of job of sitting down only or standing for more than 4 hours in a day, which is not good for any joints. So your calf and your thigh muscles will get tightened because there is no relaxation time for these joints. Number two, if there is a vitamin D deficiency or a calcium deficiency in your body, which means they can cause general ache in all your joints. So irrespective of whether you are having exercises or not, because your diet along with the good rich in vitamin D and calcium is very important. So doing some outside exercises in good air and doing some stretching exercises and having a supplementary calcium vitamin D, which will help you with this. So another common reason for calf and thigh pain is sciatica, which means if you have a disc bulge in your back, it can compress on one of the important nerves in your legs. So this can cause pain in your back of your thigh, the back of the calf, and the common symptom what you can understand is the pain will not be relieved by taking rest or at sleep. So when you're trying to straight leg raise, lifting your leg from the body, from the floor, you will have severe pain and you will not be able to do that. That is a different cause of calf and thigh pain. That is a very serious situation. It is better to consult your orthopedic surgeon and check whether the disc prolapse is very big or small, and then go along with the physiotherapist to come out of this acute pain, but rest is mandatory in that situation. So we have seen the causes for calf and thigh pains. Common cause is stiffness, which will require stretching exercises, walking, maybe needing physiotherapy. Number two is vitamin D and calcium, which you can check, and you can alleviate the symptoms by taking a few supplements and walking. Number three is sciatica. Number four, if you are having early arthritis in your knee joint, mainly in the patella or in the medial compartment or in the ankle joints, can cause similar symptoms of pain. Currently, following COVID, because of extended use of steroids and other medications, you can have avascular necrosis, which means the blood supply to the head of the femur can be reduced. That can also cause stiffness and pain in younger patients in the hip joint. So better to check with your consultation with your orthopedic surgeon, take appropriate investigations and confirm it is not an AVN, avascular necrosis of the femur. Okay, thank you.